For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News, and this is Poppygate. It's all Poppygate. Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
Since the U.S. invasion in 2001, Bush's so-called first victory on the war on terror has produced 10,200 tons of opium, or about 1,000 tons of pure heroin, according to UN estimates. Last Friday, a memo from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was leaked to the New York Times by an anonymous American official. The memo asserted that Afghan President Hamid Karzai had failed in addressing the country's heroin trade, also blaming the British for being, quote, substantially responsible, end quote, for the problem. The New York Times has now responded by condemning the memo, editorializing that it, quote, requires amazing audacity, end quote, for U.S. officials to blame Karzai for Bush administration failures. Meanwhile, the Washington Times has now declared Afghanistan a, quote, full-fledged narco state. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Next, we hear from the Los Angeles Times. The lure of opium wealth is a potent force in Afghanistan. Western officials warn of a nascent narco state as drug traffickers act with impunity, some allegedly with the support of top officials. Like a frustrated hunter, the head of the local anti-drug squad keeps snapshots of the ones who got away. One photo shows a prisoner wearing a flat round hat, standing in front of 10 pounds of opium packaged in plastic bags laid on a table. The police lieutenant took the picture on the day he arrested the suspect. Hours later, the man was freed. The U.S. State Department recently called the Afghan drug trade, quote, an enormous threat to world stability, end quote. The United Nations estimates that Afghanistan produces 87% of the world's opium. The Afghan police lieutenant carries a handwritten list to record his losing score. Reading it recently, he shook his head in disgust. Only 3 of 17 suspects arrested this year were still in prison. The Los Angeles Times goes on to further report that it's now estimated there is enough opium stashed in village wells and other hiding places to keep the heroin labs and the traffickers working for 10 to 15 more years, even if poppy cultivation stopped entirely. A UN official said that's probably an underestimation. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.